New Year's Day, 1863, Abraham Lincoln, the 16th President of the United States, issued the Emancipation Proclamation, effectively ending slavery on paper in the United States and the Rebellion States. One portion of the proclamation states,
"The executive government of the United States, including the military and naval authority thereof, will recognize and maintain the freedom of such persons, and will do no act or acts to repress such persons, or any of them, in any efforts that they may make for their actual freedom."
August 28, 1963, on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, Washington, D.C., Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr., "I Have a Dream."
100 years later, the Negro still is not free.
I have a dream. My poor little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream.
As kids, we were taught addition, a problem searching for an answer. And as we got older, we were taught algebra, an answer searching for a problem. Abraham Lincoln gave an answer to a problem, and Martin Luther King saw a problem and asked for an answer. So why, more than 50 years later, has the equation of civil rights still gone unsolved? Join me, Elijah Brown, Benjamin Lombardo, and Amy Curry as our documentary Trials and Tribulations aims to shed light on the still everyday issues that affect the African American community compared to others. So let's review what we were taught in school. We think of the South as having the worst black and white race relations, with segregation, black and white facilities, and violence. In the public eye, this may be true, but underneath it all is the North that has seen some of the worst black and white racial issues in this country. Pastor of Bethel African Methodist Episcopal Church, Reverend Charles Boyer, who founded Salvation and Social Justice of New Jersey, sat down with our very own Benjamin Lombardo and has something to say about that issue.
In New Jersey, I think what a lot of people don't understand is that the very same barriers that were throughout the South exist here and have always existed here in New Jersey. The only difference is that the Southern states were honest enough to tell you exactly what they were doing. Here in New Jersey, we've tried to hide it and make it invisible and say that it doesn't exist. Most people do not really know the truth.
If the North, especially here in New Jersey, are having some of the same issues as the rest of the country, then what is contributing to this? One of the biggest issues we found was the alarming number of African American adults and youth that are incarcerated.
It's an issue that's really dear to my heart.
Loretta Winters, the president of the Gloucester County NAACP, or National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, had a similar response to the Northern race problems.
Because if you look at the people who are being incarcerated, 80% are for nonviolent crimes. And when I say nonviolent crimes, you're mixing people in who, you know, just petty stuff, mixing them in with criminals, rapists, murderers. But if you're in jail for any drug possession, you have no rights. You can't get anything when you come out. You're on your own. And that's where the disproportion comes in. And it's really targeted towards the black and brown community.
There's about somewhere between 18 to 22 white children, who are obviously the state's majority population, who are incarcerated, versus several hundred African-American and Latino children, the majority of which are black. 75% are black, about 15-16% are Latino, meaning 90% of the incarcerated youth in New Jersey are children of color. And that is at the tune of $289,000 per year per child.
Jamira Price, an Africana studies major right here at Rowan University, has a personal connection with the prison system.
Unfortunately, my brother, he's been in and out of jail since he was in and out of juvie. You know, it started when he was pretty young, and now he's 27, and he just went back to jail this past October. He was only out of jail for about 6 months, even though this has been, like, the longest that he's been out. But, again, it's just unfortunate because I feel as though, just from research that I've done, and again, just from seeing it in my own life and in my family's life, the prison system and just that whole system, the justice system, does a really kind of bad job at rehabbing our inmates.
While the number of African Americans incarcerated continues to rise, we ask ourselves, why is this? And why are they not getting the help they need upon release? Ms. Price gave us one shocking response to this question.
There's corporations like that we know of, Walmart, Target, Starbucks, places like Victoria's Secret, that have ties to the prison industrial system. And like these inmates are making products for these companies, and they're making it for so cheap because they're inmates at the end of the day. So you don't have to pay them anything over, what, 5 cents to do the work that they're doing to go towards their commissary, where they're getting so much manufactured because of them. So it's like, when you think about all the ties that go into it, it makes sense for them to want these people to come back because you're getting labor for cheap. So that's why I said that I feel like, yes, we've made progress, definitely, but when you look at systems like the prison industrial system, it's just a slavery 2.0 because all slavery was a really big form of free labor. And now all the prison industrial system is a really big form of free labor.
How did these numbers get to this point, and how has incarceration continued to increase? One of the issues we found out was with law enforcement. Loretta Winters and Reverend Charles Boyer told us more about this issue.
And what you hear time and time again is many of the community and police encounters are often for some extremely minor infractions, whether they're unpaid transit tickets or parking tickets, because most of the most egregious situations that we see are not necessarily in Newark